Moonsworn by Carrie Arthur. Narrated by Angela Daw. Copyright 2010 by Carrie Arthur. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Dell Books, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1.
How do you say goodbye to a friend? How do you say, sorry I wasn't there for you? That I wasn't strong enough? That I should have shot the bastard when I first had the chance? How can you say those things when he's no longer around to hear the words? And how can you get over the grief when his body is little more than memories on the wind, and his soul long gone from this life? You couldn't. I couldn't. So I just stood there on the edge of the precipice, surrounded by the dark beauty of the Grampian Mountains, and buffeted by a wind that seemed to echo with wild hoofbeats. These weren't the mountains Cade had been born in, but they were the ones that he had chosen in death. His ashes had been scattered here 3 months ago, the funeral attended by his mares, his children, and his co-workers from the Directorate. By everyone except me. I'd been caught in a battle of my own, hovering between this world and the next, torn between the desire to die and the reluctance to simply give up. In the end, I'd chosen life over death, but it wasn't my twin who'd pulled me from the brink, nor was it the vampire who held my heart. My savior had come in the form of a blonde-haired little girl with bright violet eyes that saw too much. But there'd be no savior for Cade. There should have been, but I'd failed him. I closed my eyes and flung my arms wide, letting the wind rock my body.